pray with me. Holy and gracious God, as we enter this season of Lent, we pray and give thanks for your words that we have, that we read each week. And we pray that we might hear them, not just as familiar words, but words that challenge us, words that help us to think about our relationship with you. And we pray that they will give the courage then for us to follow and do your will. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. After C.S. Lewis, the great Christian writer, lost his wife Joy to cancer, he wrote these words about the inextricable link between love, suffering, and vulnerability. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. And today, on this first Sunday of Lent, I want to talk to you about being vulnerable. And we begin with our reading from Matthew. But I don't want to talk about the three temptations. The avoidance of suffering, stones to bread. The lure of cheap, sensational showmanship, pinnacle base jumping without a parachute. And world domination at the cost of godly obedience. Bow down and worship me. Rather, as the Reverend Peter Wood of South Africa writes, it is one temptation filled with power and blessing. He, Jesus, had to submit his ego to the will of God for his life. Jesus had to deal with the human side of his life. The part that a lot of people don't want to think about too much. We love the divine side, but we're not too crazy about the human side. Because then Jesus becomes too human for us. Jesus had to become vulnerable to that human side to root out the things that would drive him away from God's will. Remember this account comes on the heels of Jesus' baptism, where his divine side came out full force. This is my Son with whom I'm pleased. And right after that, he's driven into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days. Now, the temptation didn't happen while he was fasting. It happened after the 40-day fast. And so he was at his lowest, physically, emotionally, perhaps even spiritually, when the temptation took place. He was in that most vulnerable state, and it was in that state that he discovered his power. You know, vulnerability is not something we humans like to experience. In fact, we do whatever we can to not be vulnerable. But in fact, as Christ shows us in our passage today, that's not just the way that we are supposed to be, the way we want to be. We lose something. We mess up when we cannot be vulnerable. I seriously doubt that Jesus could have said in the Garden of Gethsemane, God, I really don't want to go through with this, but not my will, but your will be done. He could not have gone through that. I don't think without having first gone through that temptation. And the answering of the hard questions in the temptation enabled him to take his will out of the equation. And it opened up his will to others, to God. Dr. Brené Brown, a research professor at the University of Houston, in 2010 gave a TED Talk entitled The Power of Vulnerability. And to date, that is one of the top 10 most viewed TED Talks in the country on TED.com. In fact, 3 years ago, 28 million people had watched it. What is it that's drawing people to listen to this research professor talk about vulnerability? What's leading them is because she becomes vulnerable. She tells stories from her life, and she opens up her life as a way of explaining vulnerability. And people find her real. People find her believable. She writes in her book, Daring Greatly, it's very much about human connection. Our ability to empathize, to belong, to love, she says. Connection is why we're here. It's why we exist. It's what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. And that's what gave Jesus power. And that's what made him so authoritative when he talked to people. Remember how people throughout the Old Testament kept saying, he speaks with such authority. It was because he made connections with people. He allowed himself to be touched by pain, by the experiences of others. And that gave him power as the people believed that he was one of them. And he was. By opening himself up to them, he became one of them. Another way to think of it is as Debbie Thomas, a writer who said in a piece entitled, My Flannel Graph Jesus. After all, in his acts of power, the miraculous healings, the exorcisms, the mass feedings, the resurrection, how many people did Jesus save? 500? 100? 2,000? Not even the whole of Galilee. But in the abdication, his vulnerability, his restraint, in other words, in his quiet willingness to bear a cross, how many did he save? He saved the world. Whether we are an individual or a group of individuals, we need to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. It makes us stronger. Again, Dr. Brown writes, vulnerability is the place of love, of belonging, of joy, of courage, of empathy, and of creativity. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, and authenticity. If we want greater clarity in our purpose for deeper and more meaningful spiritual lives, vulnerability is the path. And this is what C.S. Lewis realized when he was trying, what he said after his wife Joy's death. It's also the wisdom of the skin horse in Marjorie Williams' 1922 classic, The Velveteen Rabbit. Real isn't how you are made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, he asked? Or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin, of course. The skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair has been loved off and your eyes drop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all. Because once you are real, you can't be ugly. Except to the people who don't understand. Vulnerability is how we become real and believable as individuals and as a family, be it a biological family or church family or any other kind of family. It is how we open ourselves up to not only ourselves, but to others around us and develop the relationship that saves us and save others. So today, we untie the knot of vulnerability, opening ourselves up to being human and loved by God and by others. Amen.